Happy birthday to former Jefferson Airplane guitarist Jorma Kaukinen. He's 79 today.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip. Powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock.
I saw Jorma in Brownsville, New Jersey. I was hosting, and everybody in the audience was on acid and drinking a lot of beer, and they were all yelling, Jorma, Jorma. But I digress. In Jefferson Airplane, one of the best-known songs is White Rabbit, and it was on Surrealistic Pillow in 67, made it to number 8 in Billboard's Hot 100. And just like Somebody to Love, White Rabbit came from Grace Slick's original band called Great Society. But Jorma, even though he's on the Jefferson Airplane version, likes the Great Society version better. Here's Jorma.
When the Great Society used to do it, it was a vehicle for one of the band members, I forget who it was, to take a soprano sax freak out solo. When we did the song, it became more of an arrangement piece. I loved the way the Great Society did it. And to tell you the truth, I never felt that the way we did it was as dynamic. But, you know, years after the fact, when I go back listening to it, and I don't listen to my own stuff very often, it's a pretty neat arrangement.
Jorma. Lou Gramm had to bail on getting together with a Foreigner on the last tour. He had some health issues. And because of that, he's scaling back on his own touring, but he would still like more reunion shows with Foreigner. He says that's entirely up to Foreigner's management. At this point, he hasn't heard anything. It depends a lot on Mick Jones' health, which is good, so I've heard. I have a lot of fun with the new band as well. I think it's an interesting combination. Another thing that's interesting was they did a lot of songs that never made it to more than just the initial stage. And Mick Jones lost them all. But Lou Gramm saved them on a CD, and he sent them to Mick Jones and said, hey, you want some new old Foreigner songs? We could do these. It's been a year, though, and he hasn't really heard from them. Here's what Lou says. I know he likes them, but that was way over a year ago. I haven't heard anything about doing anything with them. Well, I don't know. Old, new Foreigner songs, would they be good? Would they be bad? I hope we get to find out.